There's a number sitting in an evaluation report right now that should force every engineering team building agents to stop and rethink their entire architecture. That number is 16. 16 hours. That's the human equivalent task complexity at which Claude Mythos Preview is now hitting a 50% completion rate. Meter's capability curve tells the story starkly. In early 2021, AI systems hit that 50% threshold at tasks taking about 8 seconds. By early 2023, it was 1 minute. Mid-2024, 1 hour. Today, 16 hours, and the jumps between those milestones are compressing. If you're still designing agents around request response loops and minute scale timeouts, you're building for a capability floor that no longer exists. Let's start with what's structurally changed in the market this week, because it has direct operational implications. Anthropic reported 80 times revenue growth and 70 times API volume growth year over year. Those aren't just impressive headline numbers. They're a concrete signal of infrastructure stress. The company is addressing supply constraints through a SpaceX Colossus partnership and has doubled rate limits, but when any single provider is absorbing that kind of volume acceleration, single provider dependency becomes an existential risk. If your production agent stack runs entirely on Anthropic's API and they hit a capacity ceiling this quarter, your business hits it too. Build your provider abstraction layer this week, not next sprint this week. The strategic picture around Anthropic is also shifting in ways that affect competitive positioning. They've launched 10 purpose-built financial agent templates for the Claude 4 family, covering KYC screening, pitch book construction, and month-end close management. And they've shipped a deep Microsoft 365 integration spanning Outlook, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and SharePoint. The M365 integration is technically notable for one specific reason. It respects existing SharePoint permission models. That eliminates what has historically been the most common failure mode in enterprise RAG deployments, the AI surfacing documents a user shouldn't be able to see. Anthropic is no longer positioning as a point API provider. They're building enterprise workflow infrastructure, and that narrows the available space for standalone AI middleware vendors fast. Now let's get into the capability releases you can actually ship against this week. Anthropic pushed 3 features into public beta: Dreaming, Outcomes, and Formalized Multi-Agent Orchestration. Dreaming is the one with the most immediate implementation value. It's cross-session agent learning through plain text playbooks, written to a flat file or vector database after each session. Harvey reported a 6x task completion improvement using it. WiseDocs reported a 50% reduction in document review time, and here's what makes it operationally safe. Dreaming operates entirely at the context layer. No GPU wait updates, fully reversible, Git trackable. You can audit every change the agent makes to its own playbook, which means this is something you can actually ship to an enterprise customer with a straight face. Building on that, the Outcomes feature implements a greater agent pattern. A fresh context judge model evaluates worker agent output against a developer-defined rubric. It adds 1 to 3 additional LLM calls per evaluation cycle, but the quality signal it generates is what makes long-horizon agent workflows trustworthy. Mercado Libre is running the full 3-tier orchestrator architecture at scale right now. 23,000 engineers, over 500,000 pull requests reviewed with human oversight. That's not a prototype. That's a production reference architecture you can borrow from. Now I want to spend real time on the architectural decision that most teams are getting wrong, because the failure mode is expensive, and it's happening right now in production. When agent systems start doing unexpected things, sending unauthorized emails, making writes they shouldn't, the 2 instinctive fixes are better prompts and manual approval gates. Both fail. The Lindy team learned this directly. Even the most explicit authorization prompt doesn't hold across a long context window. It degrades. And mandatory human confirmation just trains users to rubber stamp approvals, approval fatigue turns your safety gate into a checkbox. The architectural solution is an LLM as judge at the action boundary, separate task execution from intent verification into two specialized models. And the implementation is more nuanced than a binary yes or no check. Think of your agent actions in four tiers. Tier 1 is read-only. Retrieval, search, inspection, minimal judge required. Tier 2 is reversible writes, drafts, internal labels, notes, validation required. Tier 3 is external impact, sending messages, opening pull requests, notifying customers. This requires a mandatory strong judge layer with no exceptions. Tier 4 is high risk, spending money, deleting data, changing permissions. That requires judge plus a human approval path. And your judge can't be binary. Production judge systems need four outcomes. Allow, block, revise, and escalate. The revise outcome is the most operationally valuable of the four. It lets the agent make progress while constraining the specific overreach. On model selection, the judge must be a frontier closed-source model, Claude Opus 4, or equivalent. Using the same generation or the same open-source model family for both actor and judge creates correlated judgment, shared blind spots where the judge accepts exactly what the actor proposes. That was a primary failure mode a year ago, and it's still material in any open-source on open-source configuration today. The cost math is more favorable than it looks. Your actor runs on a mid-tier model, Claude Sonnet, at roughly $3 per million input tokens. Your judge runs on a frontier model at higher cost, but the judge only activates at action boundaries, not at every token. If 20% of your agent steps are action proposals, the effective overhead is 0.6 to 1 times actor cost, not 5 times. And the break-even is obvious. One prevented unauthorized data deletion or external communication incident costs more than months of judge API spend. If you're shipping Tier 3 or Tier 4 agent actions to production without this infrastructure, you're accumulating architectural debt that compounds with every tool you add to the agent's surface area. The speaker who designed Lindy's implementation put it plainly, you can't bolt this on later. Let's talk about where you can cut costs right now, because several of this week's releases directly change the self-hosting math. Google shipped Gemma 4 with multi-token prediction drafters delivering up to 3 times throughput improvement on NVIDIA hardware and roughly 2.2 times on Apple Silicon M-Series, with no reported quality degradation and Apache 2.0 licensing. What that means in practical terms, a workload that previously required 3 A100s at $5,400 a month now runs on 1 A100 at $1,800 a month. The break-even for self-hosting versus managed Gemini API drops from roughly 2 million requests per month to about 800,000. If you evaluated Gemma self-hosting before this release and it didn't pencil out, run that analysis again today. Google also overhauled Gemini API file search with multimodal retrieval, custom metadata filtering, page-level citations, and free query time embeddings. Storage is free. Only initial indexing carries a per-token cost. That directly competes with managed vector database costs. Pinecone at around $500 a month at 10 million vectors. QDrant at 200 self-hosted. If your workload fits the Google ecosystem, you can eliminate the VectorDB line item entirely. The trade-off is real. Google proprietary index formats with no portability. Understand the lock-in before you commit. More importantly, on the cost optimization side, model tiering is still the highest ROI lever most teams haven't pulled. Claude Haiku class models cost roughly 25 cents per million input tokens. Sonnet class costs $3. That's a 12 times delta. For teams processing over 500,000 tokens a month through agents, routing classification, simple extraction, and routing tasks to Haiku, while reserving Sonnet for reasoning heavy steps, delivers an estimated 40 to 60% cost reduction with minimal quality impact. Stack that with context compression between steps, checkpoint caching on expensive intermediate results, and Anthropic's batch API for non-real-time tasks, and you're looking at a combined 70-85% token cost reduction versus a naive always-on Sonnet implementation. That's not a rounding error, that's infrastructure budget reclaimed. One more operational flag before we close. If you're running hour-scale agents without per-step trace logging, token metering, and behavioral drift detection, you're flying blind. Langsmith or Helicone, budgeted at $200 to $500 a month, pays back within the first month by surfacing cost waste and catching the kind of behavioral drift that becomes a production incident. Observability is not optional for long-horizon agents. It's a prerequisite. Your sprint goal this week is concrete. First, implement your provider abstraction layer. The 70x API volume growth is your trigger. Second, classify every agent action in your production system against the 4-tier framework and identify any Tier 3 or Tier 4 actions running without a judge layer. Third, rerun your self-hosting break-even analysis using Gemma 4's new 3x throughput figures. And fourth, wire up observability before you ship anything new with a horizon longer than 5 minutes. Thanks for building with me today. That's your AI build briefing for May 12, 2026. Come back tomorrow. We'll keep pushing the frontier forward together. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.